This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow on Film Score Friday with P.J. Hrabowski, music from The Bad Seed, Ever After, There Will Be Blood, and A Clockwork Orange, to name a few. P.J. Hrabowski is the music director of KUAF, the host of Film Score Friday tomorrow from 10 until noon, and she's in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio with me. Welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle.
Why Clockwork Orange?
I don't know. I woke up the other morning and Beethoven's Ode to Joy with a Moog synthesizer was running through my head. Don't ask me why. Music is always running through my head when I wake up, and I thought, A Clockwork Orange. That's what I'm going to do. A Clockwork Orange.
The film, directed by Stanley Kubrick, came out late 60s, early 70s?
Yes, it did. 1971.
Okay.
And have you seen it?
It's been a long time. I saw it. I may have seen it when I was in college in film lecture. And I imagine before I die, I will see it again, but I'm never in any rush to see it again. It's one of those movies.
Kyle, do you know I have never seen the entire movie? It's too violent for me.
But that's the point.
Oh, I know. And although the violence in it is, you can tell, is choreographed, mm-hmm. Very well. But it's intense. And I tried to read the book. I couldn't finish the book. So I thought, okay, I'll watch the movie, which, how stupid is that? I couldn't finish the book. How could I watch the movie? But I tried.
It takes place in the future.
It does. In fact, Kubrick dissects the nature of violence in this very dark futuristic movie, which was adapted from Anthony Burgess's novel, complete with Nadsat slang, which, okay.
Well, and if you read the book, there's a glossary at the back.
Right.
In the movie, it's a little harder to pick up what some of that slang that's invented for the movie means.
I know, but it's like learning all, what tribbles are in
Star Trek.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. Okay. So you have a classical music-loving punk in mm-hmm. this movie named Alex, played by Malcolm McDowell, and his droogs, who spend their nights getting high at the Corova Milk Bar before embarking on a little of the old ultra-violence. Well, they spend their evenings terrorizing, raping, bludgeoning, and any other violent things we could possibly imagine. And then Alex is jailed and sentenced to 14 years in prison for beating a woman to death. How sweet. Well, while in prison, he submits to the Ludovico behavior modification technique that he's been told will earn his freedom. And that's why he did it. He thought, this isn't going to affect me, but at least I'll get out of prison. Well, he's conditioned to abhor violence, and they do this through watching gory movies, and even his adored Beethoven is turned against him. Well, he leaves prison and is returned to the world defenseless and ends up becoming a victim of his prior victims.
Because what has happened is he becomes physically ill at the thought of violence, so he
right.
cannot engage in self-defense.
Right. Well, one of his victims, Mr. Alexander, who was brutally beaten by him years ago, and his wife was brutally beaten as well, and she died a little bit later, but it had a lot to do with that incident. What Mr. Alexander ends up taking him in and then proceeds to lock him up and use the music of Beethoven, which inflicts the greatest pain of all. Well, casting a coldly pessimistic view on the then future of the late 70s and early 80s, Kubrick and his production designer, John Barry, created this world of high-tech cultural decay, and they mix old details like bowler hats mm-hmm. with new environments like the Milk Bar. Milk Bar. Maybe that sounded good back then. It just doesn't sound good now. Now, a little bit about Wendy Carlos. Now, Wendy was born Walter Carlos in Pawtucket, Rhode Island in 1939 and is an American composer and electronic musician and was one of the first famous composers of electronic music.
Switched on Bach, right?
Switched on Bach was the best-selling classical album of the late 60s and early 70s. And it was the first commercially available synthesized recording. Now, Carlos began musical education when she was six with piano lessons and then went to Brown University and studied music and physics, along with early explorations of electronic music. She earned an undergraduate degree from Brown and went on to earn a master's degree from Columbia University, where a connection was made studying with Vladimir Yushevsky, who was a pioneer in electronic music. Well, after graduation, Carlos met Robert Moog and was one of his earliest customers and provided a lot of feedback for his further development of the synthesizer. She convinced Moog to add touch sensitivity to the synthesizer keyboard to allow a greater level of dynamics and musicality. Now, Wendy Carlos stayed in New York City after graduation and met Rachel Elkind, who produced Switched on Bach with her and other early albums. Now, with the proceeds from Switched on Bach, they were able to renovate a New York brownstone into both a home and a studio for live electronic recording. Now, the first piece on A Clockwork Orange on the film score was written by Carlos, and it's called Time Steps. And Carlos said she was about 3.5 minutes into Time Steps when a friend gave her a paperback copy of A Clockwork Orange. Well, after reading and being inspired by the book, she finished Time Steps.
She had already been contracted to do the score for the
movie? No. What happened was she received a clipping from a London newspaper stating that Kubrick had just begun production on a movie that was based on Burgess's book. So she and Rachel, both admirers of Kubrick's previous work, started dreaming and wondering, well, what if? So they took a chance.
And they don't know Stanley Kubrick.
Nope. They took a chance and they airmailed Time Steps and their arrangement of Beethoven's Ode to Joy to Kubrick. Well, they waited, and all of a sudden, Kubrick contacted them, and the rest is history.
So she's basically an unknown when it comes to film scores.
Right.
Kubrick didn't quite have the name yet that he would.
No.
He had done Paths of Glory and some other.
Right.
But still, there are an ocean between them. She's an unknown who just, without warning, sends him this, and he picks her to do the score.
Exactly. I know. Huh. And now, with Beethoven's Ninth on it, they created the first electronic vocal piece. They worked with something called a spectrum follower, which is a device that converts speech into electronic signals that mirror the overtones and rhythms of the original. And I needed to know that because every time I hear that, you know, you can tell that there's vocals in it, but you can't, you're going, no, how did they do, what, you know, how exactly did they do that? And we know they did it with a spectrum follower.
Clockwork Orange will be heard, or portions of the Clockwork Orange soundtrack from Wendy Carlos on Film Score Friday tomorrow.
That's right.
Also, True Grit.
True Grit.
The new True Grit or the old True Grit?
The new True Grit. I got it.
All right.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And also Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't either.
Okay. Tomorrow from 10 until noon.
Thank you, Kyle.
PJ Hrabowski is the host of Film Score Friday, every Friday on KUAF.